Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
Describing our show to anybody is strange.
I mean, this is nonsense.
What makes a show like this tick, tick, tick?
Richard and Rich.
Oh, God, they're so tall.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mm-hmm. Swing that one. Golfed here by LoCastro. A deep shot out to left center field. Jackie watching it, and it is into the bullpen. It's a two-run homer. So it's the Yankees in a runaway. LoCastro, his third hit today, makes it 11-2 New York. Not running here. Oh, that ricochets off Chris Sale. That nails him. It's off into right field. And here comes the run in, and Chris Sale is walking off the diamond.
You say he's done. Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Dang.
Right down the tunnel. Yankees lead it 3-0.
That's just heartbreaking right there. All that hard work to get back, and just he knew right away.
Yeah, I mean, the one look at this finger, I knew it. I knew like immediately that feeling of just kind of cold water rushing through your body when something like that happens. As soon as I hit the ground, I looked down, finger's gone. Sucks. What are you going to do?
Kutcher and Rich, Jason Mastrodonato, covers the Red Sox for the Boston Herald. I've messed that up before. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, Mr. Mastrodonato. Hello, sir.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so the question is being asked.
Mm-hmm.
With Chris Sale now out, we'll see for how long, but for a long time. Should the Red Sox be sellers at the deadline?
Yeah, this isn't so easy to react quickly, because as soon as that happened yesterday, I was like, oh, God, this is it. You know, this is exactly what the Red Sox needed, for Chaim Bloom to look at this roster and say, hey, I get to turn these guys into prospects now. This will be fun. I get to really go a full rebuild, kind of like they would do in a smaller market, which I'm sure some GMs would really enjoy doing. But the more I thought about it, the more I looked at the teams that are in the wild card standings, who the players they have that they'd be trading, I don't think they should be sellers. Unless they come out in the next 2 weeks and are terrible and they win, you know, 2 out of 11, then yeah, you're probably going to be backed into a corner at that point. But if these are three good teams they're playing, coming out of the All-Star break, they got the Brewers, the Guardians, and the Blue Jays. If they show you a little bit, I think you have to be buyers, because is this really going to be the end of Xander Bogaert's career in Boston? Sale has a broken pinky, so now we're just going to give up on a $200 million team that has shown some promise at some point this season. And what are we going to get for Xander Bogaert? We traded Mookie Betts before the season of his final year, and that trade package didn't even really give us a whole lot. And now we're going to trade Bogaert, presumably for less, in the middle of the season and just give up. I think it's just it's hard for me to wrap my head around that.
But what's the goal here? I mean, this team, you watch this team every day, and I've watched this team a lot, and a lot of people listening have too. There are a lot of holes on this roster, both in the everyday lineup and in the bullpen, and in the rotation too, if we're being honest at times. I mean, if you want to keep this team together and maybe win the best of three wild card round and get knocked out in the second round, that's great. But as constituted, this isn't a team that can go deep. So what's the goal here?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily sure that I agree with that. I think if they add one or two impact pitchers onto this team, which, remember, guys, this isn't the Dave Dombrowski Red Sox who don't have a farm system to trade from. This is the Chaim Bloom Red Sox, who are ranked number 11 and continue to go up in farm system rankings, who have a lot of guys that they can deal if they want to. You don't have to give up Marcelo Meyer and Nick York to get a good player on this team. I think, you know, a guy like Luis Castillo from the Reds, or even like Whit Merrifield from the Royals, that would kind of be my dream trade deadline scenario. You get an impact pitcher, and you get a guy who can play the outfield, who can hit lefties really well, because we don't know when Kike Hernandez is going to be back. I think they're one solid bat and one really good impact pitcher away from, hey, if everything's going well at the end of September, you know, we got Garrett Whitlock back. We got Tanner Houck looking really good out of relief. You know, we've got Nathan Eovaldi back. Now, Michael Wacha's pitched really well. Can we get Nick Pivetta right? I think it's a team that, with a few tweaks, has a chance to be able to win a five-game series or a longer series against the Yankees or the Astros. Is it probable? No. But what's the alternative? You're going to trade Xander Bogaerts now for like a, you know, mid-level prospect, for lose him for 2 months. Now you're pretty much guaranteed not to re-sign him, which, you know, you might still have a chance at re-signing him because he loves Boston so much. You trade him, you're pretty much guaranteed not to re-sign him now. I just don't see them getting a whole lot for these guys for two-month rentals. You look at these trades, it's hard to get impact players this time of year. The alternative to me isn't as good as let's add a few guys, let it play out, and see if we can catch fire at the end.
Well, Jason, I mean, to your point, you know, speaking of Xander, I'm thinking about the comments that John Henry made last week to Alex Speer in the interview where, you know, when talking about signing Xander Bogaerts, you know, he said that this is, it takes two people to negotiate. And then there's, of course, you know, the whole thing where he tried to spin it like, you know, people don't see the money that we have to spend. There's nutrition. You know, we put Lunchables in the clubhouse to make sure everyone has their good make your own pizza kits. But to me, it just seemed like he was being very dense about the whole it takes two to make a deal when they seem to have thrown out, you know, some lowball offers to him, you know, before the season, according to rumors. So after that, after you read all of that, did it give you any more of an indication as to whether or not he is gone from this team?
Yeah, I mean, I thought those comments were insulting. I mean, frankly, to a franchise player who's done everything, left a lot of money on the table to stay here, has really, you know, sacrificed a lot to stay here, has been about as good of a franchise player as you can ask for. I thought it was insulting what he said about him. But at the same time, Henry is not exactly known for making intelligent, level-headed comments. This is why he doesn't talk to the media a whole lot, right? This is why the last 5 years or so he's really backed off with the number of interviews that he does. He ends up feeling like he doesn't actually say what he means half the time. I don't read too much into it. I think those were insulting comments, and I really didn't like what he said about, oh, well, there are these super teams in Major League Baseball right now. So, what are we going to do? We just got to get into the playoffs and cross our fingers, but there's so many super teams. Like, you are the Boston Red Sox. You should be a super team. You have a $240 million yeah. payroll for luxury tax purposes this year. So I thought a lot of his comments were kind of silly, but I don't necessarily think that changes, what they're going to offer Bogaerts at the end of the year. I'm sure they know exactly what they're going to offer him. Bogaerts probably knows what he wants and whether or not he's going to take it. I still think there's a chance he stays just because he loves it here. But trading him probably negates any chance he has.
Any feeling on Devers? Because I think that the consensus in the room with us
only came out and said that they weren't interested in Devers, that keeping him, right? Wasn't there a report that came out that said that the belief around the league was that they didn't intend on keeping Devers?
I didn't see that, but I think that would be insane. That would be absolutely insane. The only problem is when you see Juan Soto turning down $440 million, and you know Rafael Devers probably not going to get $440 million, but certainly a player almost in that category of Juan Soto's level, especially this year. I mean, he is in that category this year. He's having a career year right now at the plate, where that's your concern too, is, are they really not going to sign Devers? Are they really going to just turn into a mid-market team and just start, you know, looking like they were in the Ben Sherrington years, just adding small pieces here and there, not really spending on guys? Of course, then Sherrington went out and signed Hanley and Pablo, and the whole thing blew up. But not locking down every single homegrown star you have is okay. Not locking down any of the homegrown stars you have is not okay. And that's the other argument that I was thinking about yesterday when thinking, well, should they sell or should they buy? Well, you have one more year of Devers after this, too. So if you add a guy like Luis Castillo, who has a couple years left on his contract, well, now you can maybe get the most out of next year with Devers as well. It's just, it's hard to imagine giving up on this team, giving up on Bogaerts, giving up on Devers, and then what are you in for? You're in for like a three-year rebuild, and that's typically not what the Red Sox are going to do. I think that's really hard to sell your fan base on a three-year rebuild after you've lost Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, and Rafael Devers because you didn't want to pay him.
All right, here's what Only said. He said, I think Devers' contract, if you look at that type of player, the type of player he is, the age that he is, I think you're looking at a $300 million contract, and we have no indication that the Red Sox are going to be willing to go that far, given how they handled Mookie Betts and given how they handled Xander in negotiations. So
yeah,
that's what he had to say. He didn't. I guess he has no information, but it believes that they're not willing to do that. But since we have you on the line and you mentioned it, it would be fun if they got Juan Soto. What would it take to get Juan Soto? If you were to build a fantasy trade, what do you think it would take?
$441 million.
Yes. Well, they get him for 2.5 years, even without extending him. So
yeah.
So
I think that would be incredible. That truly, and I would, you know, you can make an argument that maybe they should. I mean, probably like Brian Bayo, you know, one of Tristan Casas and Nick York. I don't even know if that does it. I mean, you're not trading Marcelo Meyer because he could be Juan Soto from the shortstop position. You don't know. I mean, that's the kind of guy that, you know, people are projecting Marcelo Meyer to be, a legit top 20 hitter in baseball. Corey Seager type player. You don't trade that guy for anything. But I guess you put together a package of everything else you got. Bayo, Casas, Nick York, and sure, if you want to just go all in, that's something Dave Dombrowski would consider doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is going all in this year and making that happen. I think that's really hard. That's really hard to see Chaim Bloom, after he spent 3 years trying to build this farm system up, just blowing it up, even for 2.5 years of a guy as good as Juan Soto. But, I mean, man, that'd be magnificent if they were able to do that.
I mean, it would be fun. Sometimes you got to think about that. Like, people, you know, they talk about Durant, and I don't know. It would be fun if they got Durant. You get Juan Soto.
It would be
fun. Yeah, it'd be fun. You get to watch him. All of that. All right. Jason Mastrodonato from the Boston Herald. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah. We appreciate it.
That Only clip's interesting. But, you know, after hearing it, does it seem to you, Fred, that it's that they haven't seen them do something like that in recent history where they would shell out the kind of money he would be demanding? That Juan Soto thing, by the way, the reason that I've heard that he said no to a $440 million extension was that they believe he can get that money for less years. I think it was mostly about
average annual value.
Because
under $30 million a year. And for a player like that, considering what the market's going to be this summer, let alone in 2 years when he's finally a free agent, I understand why he turned that down.
Yeah. It sounds insane when you first hear it, but then, you know, logic states that, sure, he can do better than that same amount of money and just for, what, two or three less years.
He's going to be a free agent when he's 25. He signs a 10-year, $375 million contract, and then he's 35 and still has one more year left, or one more contract left in him. I think he'll be just fine. I don't think he's going to have to worry about making enough money.
Yes, he's going to make a lot of money. Mucho, mucho buckaroonies, my friend, if you'll pardon my French. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
At Fast Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222 and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Tutcher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5 The Sports.
tub.
Man, that, for Toucher and Rich, that PSA, Project Bread, that was going to be the name of my bread cover band.
If a picture paints a thousand words,
it's gonna be called Project hyphen Bread. We were going to come out and we were going to be like, do Bread songs new wave style.
The amount of money those premier cover bands make is just utterly ridiculous. You know, there was
Mini Kiss and such.
Well, Mini Kiss, which we have seen live before. But no, there's, I mean, like bands like Appetite for Destruction, who look and sound exactly like Guns N' Roses. They go into
Lotus Land.
So my friend Rich Ward, the guy who's in Fozzy with Chris Jericho, he was in the band Stuck Mojo. Whenever they're off the road, he has this cover band called the Guardians of the Jukebox, and they just do like all 80s songs. Those guys might get paid more doing that than they do selling out these 2,000 seaters like all around. Just because there's these towns, like what they'll do is like let's say the town of Brockton or something. Just throw that out there. They've got a budget that they're like, you know, listen, we're gonna have a summer festival and we need a band. And there's people who end up booking for these towns who just don't know how much bands cost to play for entertainment. And so they'll call, they'll be in this Rolodex like, oh, here's a cover band. They play 80s music. They'll say, how much do you charge? And they'll be like, $25,000. And they'll go, okay. And they'll write them a check. And they're like, whoa, we got them to actually pay this amount? Because people who book these cover bands, it's not like always just like bars and stuff who know what these guys cost. It's festivals and like one-offs, and nobody has any idea what anything is. And they'll just ask for the moon. And these like towns will write them these big-ass checks. Like, okay, man, well, I guess we can eat for another month.
Well, that's why Project Bread was going to come in. It's going to go, if a pitcher paints a thousand words.
That's like a Devo meets Bread.
Yeah. Because that's where the project comes in.
You understand? Paints a thousand words.
Project hyphen Bread. And then, or we could have been like a thrash songs Bread, but that's a little easy.
That'd be Shred Bread.
Yeah, if you're being clever. See, it's just, what's your project, Fred Bread? Don't worry about it.
Did Bread have a second song?
They had a lot of songs. Ask Crash. Call Crash up. He's off the air.
Like, Bread's greatest hit. Is that just, oh, which is weird. Oh, I want to make it with you.
Oh, I've never heard that.
You have to put out. It's like, don't wake up the parents. It's like you're recording it in your basement. I want to make it with you.
Well, not many women could turn down an offer like that. I want to make it with you. Women love that really meek, pervy. That is what a woman wants to hear.
I might not
know a lot about women, but I know a really soft...
Put that on.
I want to make it with you.
I'm looking at their top songs downloaded on like Spotify, and boy, now I recognize it is just a collection of suck. There's Baby, I'ma Want You.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Baby, I'ma Need You.
What song is that?
Well, it's very inventive lyrically.
It's called Baby, I'ma Want You.
Oh, okay.
The name of the song. Yes.
I want to kill these guys.
and by the way, the number one song, which has 140 million downloads, I don't recognize. It's called Everything I Own. I don't know what that is.
Just give me everything. I'll give you everything I own. To make it with you. It's about a very high priced prostitute. He has to sign over the deed to his home. She's the world's best prostitute.
It's so depressing.
What's the name of the song? I'm a
Baby, I'm a Want You. Is that one?
Ew, God. Yeah,
it's
suck.
Bad. Make It With You is the one that, even when I was a kid, I was like, oh, this is just the worst.
Well, because you know it's a siren song to the ladies, too. I want to make it with you.
And I believe it's a really depressing flute that goes.
I'm in the mood
to watch? Simply because your window's open.
All right, I think I might have it here. A middle row of, okay, let's go with.
I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it good.
You think you could?
No,
I got a pill.
You don't know me well. Every little thing, only time will tell.
God.
I like what? It because I think we could make it. The pill seems to work.
The pill seems to work? Well, he goes, I think we could do it. I think we could make it.
Yeah. So he says, you like, definitely know everything I own. So what? Okay, what is the song that, because I thought that was the one that had the food that goes.
Doesn't that song sound like the naked guy in the trunk of the car? Like if he poked his head out.
Make it with
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah. It's a rite of passage.
I really think we could make it good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does. It's like,
who are you
it's like
singing
shame.
To, you? It sounds like shame. It sounds like a guy like peeping out his head like through like a glory hole or something.
It's Herbert from Family Guy.
I want to make it with you there, mostly, huh? I want to make it with you.
It's like a fart. It's like a trumpet. Could you make it sound more like a fart? We got the lads together. We decided to make a new track called I Want to Make It With You.
Sounds like a fart.
Make the trumpet sound like a fart, right?
I want to make it with you.
Oh, man. Bread.
All right. So okay. Everyone says I know everything I own, which is the number. What, by far, it's got 140 million. See, I'm playing it here on my computer.
Jesus. Too loud.
That's bad. Sorry, I had to cut it off. That's just bad. No, stop. Stop playing it. I don't want to hear
a lot
that.
Of mustaches in bread.
Yes. A lot of mustaches. A lot of bad hair choices.
You know, one of those guys, killed someone.
Now I want to know what that song is with the flute that I'm thinking about.
Well, they have not played since 1996. Or 97, I apologize.
They all die in like a race car accident? They're all like soft on the outside, but like badass on the inside.
That's right. More yes. like his Model T Ford veered off the road.
They all died at Hunter Thompson's in an explosion.
What's great is that
not a
they
tremendous
actually...
amount of success for the band Bread.
Oh yeah, dude! Look at the amount of like downloads
no,
they've got.
But I know, but the in terms of actual records sold, not a tremendous amount of success. Never
imagine?
A down, never a down one. Baby, I'ma Want You they released two albums in 1972, and Baby, I'ma Want You. Did go to number three on the charts.
Let's go to Brody on line one, shall we? Brody.
We shall.
Yeah, let's go to the bread line. Brody, what's going on, my friend?
Unfortunately, you guys just made me go into, like, repressed depression listening to Bread. My mother would listen to Bread every day when she was drunk at the end of the day. On the stereos. And I hate that band more than any other band that ever existed.
So she would just
and
be
she
sitting
would,
in a chair.
She would cry. And she would cry. No, she would stand at the counter with her vodka drink in hand, crying, listening to Bread.
God. I want
make it with you.
I can't. That is a. That is.
Oh, somebody just nailed the song with the flute. It is, and it sounds like that. It's "You Decorated My Life" by Kenny Rogers. That's what it is. Decorated my life. Yeah, that's exactly right. What it is.
Okay.
That might be the most depressing, like, just bar of music is when the flute comes in to "You Decorate." Kenny had some pretty depressing songs.
You decorated my chest. All right. Yeah, Kenny Rogers is very depressing. Kenny Rogers,
like Ruby might be one of the most depressing songs of all time. It's about a guy who I think got crippled fighting in a war, and his wife is going to town to cheat on him, and he's saying, "Don't do it. I'm crippled. I love you."
Yeah.
And she goes and cheats on him.
That was the original one.
God.
That was the original one.
That's right.
Yeah. It was the first song ever based on Johnny Got His Gun. I want to make it with you. Just a drunk mom. That is like
make it with
early
you.
80s drunk mom music. A Vantage in one hand, a vodka drink in the other.
But if the beginning of the song, the beginning of the song, if might have the most depressing sound. It's like this. And then when the singer comes in, it's like. Like the way it begins, it's like I didn't know guitar could sound that depressing. They found the depressing pedal at Guitar Center and just ran the guitar right through it. And it's like literally the first note in the song.
Well, they stink. They are. Make It With You went to number one on the U.S. charts.
Of course it did.
1970. A lot going on in 1972. And Make It With You. That can you imagine being a DJ in this 1970 and having to play Make It With You every 5 minutes? Ugh.
Ugh.
Just ugh. All right.
That and the leader of the band go back to back.
I know. It's just like the first season of Saturday Night Live, like all the musical guests.
You know what?
If you want to call in with dumb acoustic guitar,
call in with stories about your parents getting drunk and listening to music.
I don't know why that made me laugh so bad.
That's I thought it was funny too. It was the worst.
Because when my mom would get mad at me when I was a kid, she'd sit in this chair in the living room and light a cigarette, and she'd go, "You're making me smoke."
Oh, Jesus. Didn't what's his name say that? Mel Gibson.
No, you make me want to drink.
You make me want to smoke.
Yeah, that's right. That was Mel Gibson calling his ex girlfriend. That's right.
Yeah. I think it was, "You make me want to drink." But my mom was like, "You're making me smoke." And she would sit in the living room with like the red shed carpet. Bread is the red shed carpet of music. Just that blue chair on a red shed carpet. And my mom said,
"You make me want to smoke."
Oh, it is. "You make me want to smoke."
There it is.
She didn't sound like that. We would have hospitalized her. But she was not panting while she said it. She would just look at me like, "I'm giving myself lung cancer because I can't stand you." Is essentially what she was saying to me. All right. We will be back with more engrossing conversation about the 1970s band Bread.
Make It With You.
Yep. And your mom crying and drinking in the kitchen. Which is eerily familiar. All right, so we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
waking up. We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
It really feels like a big-time radio show.
Trocher and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
That's the guitar sound of depression. That's the depression pedal.
I just want to know what girl, like, was pleased with this. Because, I mean, these guys are writing these songs in order to get laid.
This is like the guy in Animal House who brought his guitar to the party.
Yeah. There's no. Yeah. I gave my love a cherry that had no stone.
Oh, there's, I'm sure that these guys had chicks everywhere. I guarantee you. Listen, if they got moms crying, I'm sure there's a decent amount of women who threw themselves at these guys.
I don't know. It seems like an awful. I don't know. It's awful. Please turn it off. It's now it's really starting to.
Now it actually affects your mood.
I'm just seeing like a wood paneled station wagon and an 8-track player. Like, I don't.
That's a bad
that.
Thing. Come on, it's a shaggin' wagon.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like the station wagon. They couldn't commit to vans.
No,
they didn't have the SUV yet.
Nope, they couldn't get the ass kicking vans out there like they show off on Cruisin' New England. Everybody.
Oh, have you checked out any more of Cruisin' New England?
I have, and there's some interesting ones. You know, there's a couple where they just go to car shows, and it's really not anything fantastic. You know, you pretty much start at the apex of people showing off their kick ass vans, but there is one that's a little weird where they find a guy who is completely obsessed with Jeff Gordon, to the fact where they go to the guy's house and he has this massive shrine to Jeff Gordon and has like 2,000 artifacts that are all Jeff Gordon that follow his life as like a kid growing up. And he's not an officially licensed museum or anything. He's just a dude that really, really loves Jeff Gordon. To that, I would say maybe one of those things should be a restraining order that he has in his home.
Does he have his car decked out in the Gordon colors for NASCAR, too?
Oh, it's really – John, I mean, I'm talking he's got, like, big cars. He's got tiny cars. He's got everything. Man. He's just dedicated his life to the man Jeff Gordon. Now, he may have some weird relationship with the guy, but – I sure didn't make an explanation of that on the show. It was just like, hey, here's a weird guy like Jeff Gordon. And then you see his stuff and you go, oh, man, this could end badly.
It's so funny that you could build an allegiance with a car driver, like a NASCAR driver like that. What differentiate? Because, like, they're not from, I guess if they were from your hometown. Mm-hmm. But you know how, like, teams, it's like where you grew up and you have pride for where you grew up and blah, 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 blah. It's just so odd that you would just go, I like that driver. That driver is the one that I like.
Well, it used to be personality back in the day, like the Intimidator. He'd talk trash and he wasn't scared of nobody. And then once the Intimidator, rest in peace, number 3, died, his son Junior came up. People immediately followed Junior. I always thought that Jeff Gordon was – so Tony Stewart was kind of the a-hole of the NASCAR circuit for a while. But Jeff Gordon was kind of known as the one that people had questions about.
They thought he might be funny, like a – and then also they would say, well, if my dad gave me a funny car when I was 10 years old, I'd be Bryce NASCAR too. He's a rich kid. He's a rich kid from California. Blue, blue, blue. Mm-hmm. But it's just funny that, like, I like the way the guy's driving that car around in a circle the most. Like, that, I'm going to devote my life to that guy. Because he is going around that circle like nobody's business.
Well, I am headed toward that area of the country today.
Is anywhere a NASCAR part of the country anymore?
I mean, you know, you think of the Carolinas as being the home of it. I mean, that's
you think
where
of North Carolina as being the home of NASCAR, but I don't know.
I think most of those guys live in the Carolinas, don't they?
Yes, they all live in North Carolina. They all live in Charlotte.
So they're all down in that area in these, like, mega mansions that cost a dollar.
Yes.
You can, in Charlotte, you could get a place that would make your head spin. A place, you know, you could probably buy a place that in Massachusetts would cost you $6 million for, like, $1.2 million
yeah.
down there. They're enormous.
Yes.
And so I'm heading to that area, and my mother, she's getting her knee surgery done, and there's not going to be a lot to do. Because we're basically going to be stuck. We can't go out. We can't do a ton of stuff because she has to stay and can't move around too much. So last time we were there, she got me watching Yellowstone, which was perfectly fine. But the only thing about that is they're like – the first couple episodes are almost like 2 hours long. Yeah. And if you're like stuck a couple minutes to it and you really want to do something else, you're stuck. You got to sit there because you got to be nice to your mom and watch all of Yellowstone. So – I remember I just started flipping around the TV, and what's amazing is that South Carolina, like I guess a lot of places, they still have public access television. Like, is there public access, like in Massachusetts? Is there still public access? I know there used to be one over in Cambridge that, you know, DA made an appearance on one time.
Oh yeah,
Top Hat.
Yes.
And there were some other things, but I don't know if like all these cable systems now pick up public access. But when I was there last time with my mom, I found this guy who was on there, and he was this preacher dude who was one of the sweaty ones who would just yell at you, and he was like super intense. And I was trying to find video of it because the guy would, you know, all of a sudden just start flipping out. But instead I found this, and I think this guy might have been on years before him. Now, this is a preacher dude. I don't even know if he's a preacher. He's just a dude with a guitar and a super cool mustache. And he would go on there and sing all sorts of songs and then take calls because he would try to have these messages with each one. I don't know if it was a religious show or what, but I do know that the worst thing he could have possibly done is taken live calls. So let's take a listen to this gentleman. He is a public access man with a guitar, cool mustache. He has a partner, too. He's a little bit off the camera. He's kind of like the fat dude from the Goo Goo Dolls. This guy's the Johnny Resnick. Okay. So let's take a listen to some highlights of this show with Guitar Gentleman. No, stop. The other one. The one guitar. Let's play that one. Here we go. Let's take a listen. I guess they do have some public access here in town still.
I think we got a telephone call on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I just wanted to say I like your show.
Well, good.
Yeah, I have a question for you. How did you guys get started playing guitar together?
Well, John and I, we kind of started playing.
That's such a controversial subject.
Uh-huh.
And,
Well, so are you.
Yeah, I am. I definitely am.
Can you play God is Dead and No One Cares by Nine Inch Nails?
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do you ever have sex with your partner over there?
Cut him off, control room.
Yeah, I have a question, too.
Okay.
Yeah, do you ever have sex with your partner over there?
Oh, it's the same guy. Cut him off. We don't have room for that nonsense. That is, people have got to be sick.
They are. That's true.
Let's put it this way. God didn't make them Adam and Steve. He made them Adam and Eve.
He took the prank call and he made it a learning moment.
Mm-hmm.
He made it a moment to learn how to only make people call in more.
Do you know how many times I heard that growing up? It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Well, everyone knows the story of Adam and Eve. Fresh from the history books.
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam. They didn't magically pull a rib out of Steve.
There wasn't a talk. A snake didn't talk to Steve.
You crazy?
And say, don't bite the apple, you moron. That's an exit only.
So obviously, a statement like
he ate the apple. He didn't put up his honey.
So a statement like that's just gonna rile up the colors even more.
Yeah, I mean, I like how he goes control room, cut the guy off as if like the guy didn't know. Oh, hang up on him. I was gonna keep him on so you could have an intelligent conversation.
All right, let it roll.
Let's put it this way: God didn't make them Adam and Steve. He made them Adam and Eve. Make sure you got Adam and Eve. Don't go get Adam and Steve.
Amen to that.
Don't work right. Creates AIDS.
I mean, we don't sit back and curtail you. I mean, we don't say anything about your stupid mustache or the way that you guys sing so or
he called in on a live television show and he pulled that nonsense and we don't need it. There's enough of it.
We've been trying to spread the word ever since we moved up here.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get rid of the prostitution and drug use in our neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
But it just doesn't seem to be taking a hold.
It's all going to work out, okay?
It sounds great. I was telling that to the prostitute I had in my house the other night. She wouldn't listen. She wouldn't listen. I just said, fine. If you aren't going to finish my
Oh, boy.
Oh, these guys Lord. Are... these guys oh, are... Or, I mean, they're conducting like an orchestra of just... encouraging people to call in.
It's almost like they're the best unintentional hecklers ever.
Yeah, I know. It's just, they're like, everything they say is just a further invitation to call in and screw with them.
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness.
Oh, boy.
But the great
right.
thing, though, is, though, it is music time. It is music oh. time. It's time. And it's not, and apparently on this show, too, they also had a vibraphone. Is that the thing where you hit the little mallets and you play the little keyboard? So get ready, Fred. It is time for your musical interlude on this public access show.
Must have been going low. In the blue. It must have been low.
Do they have two SK1s going at the same time? I'm like, how can the keyboards be that off time? Like, because the keyboard's obviously doing the whole rhythm section. How is it possible that it's that off time? And what is he saying?
It's just one guy behind this big thing. And it's like a keyboard, but then there's like a little thing that you bang on the bells underneath it.
Well, it's like he's like the dude from Yes. He's just got millions of keyboards. Coral bed. All right, continue.
That led me straight to.
This is the lost member of Bread. It must have been led you straight to me. All right, continue.
You saying, do you want to hold me fast? I'm starting praying.
Let that note sustain. What if this is what God listens to? Like, in God's mind, that's like the greatest song of all time.
Oh, I just think that's what goes through your head after you've been in a car accident. Like, that's Jesus. The weird ringing and confusion.
I wonder if God's like, yeah, that's the sound.
Let it roll, man. Let's go to the grand right. finale here.
Heavenly song to come everywhere. Now that there's moon glow way up in the blue.
Bring it home, baby. Here we go.
I always remember that Moonlow gave me you.
And that's
so it. So instead of forgetting us in Plus, I'd pay $3 a month for this public access program.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, especially to spread the word of heterosexuality. They're making a good case for it. All right, we got a break. We'll be right back.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com. Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.